We're continuing in our series on Wednesday night on There Is a Better Way. There is a better way. God doesn't want us to be satisfied with just getting by, mediocre living. That's not the kind of life that God wants us to live. He wants us to live a life that's better. And we said we have a little saying, good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. Now understand that the best part is when we get to heaven, amen? That's the best. But we're to live in a better way, and we're going to focus our attention tonight on a passage of Scripture that is such a wonderful encouragement to God's children. And I want to read just the first four verses of Psalm 63. O God, Thou art my God. Stop for just a moment. Is God your God tonight? Be careful before you answer that. Is God your God? Have you taken ownership of the God of the universe? Does your heart love Him? That's the point here. Is He your God? Or is He just God that you've learned about and, you know, He's important, but He's not preeminent in your life? That's the idea. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee, my flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Now notice, please, these next two verses. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much for this wonderful psalm. And we will only scratch the surface of the true meaning of these words that were uttered thousands of years ago by Your servant, but recorded by pen of inspiration for us tonight. I pray that Your Holy Spirit would take some of the things that we're going to share tonight and would drive them into our hearts, and that we would seriously consider if we've taken ownership of Thee. We know that salvation brings us into Your hand, but our hearts need to respond to that love in such a powerful way in which our hearts eternally praise Thee. I pray that You would do a profound work in our hearts tonight, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read those two verses again, verses 3 and 4. Because Thy loving kindness, the Hebrew word here is hesed, and it's in the plural. Literally, we could read it this way. Because Thy loving kindnesses are better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. I want us to think about something that's better than life. Now, I know that that's almost hard for us to even conceive because we're alive and we're here tonight and we're all in various states of age. We're all in various states of health. We're all in various states of mental capacity. Some of us are slipping. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we're all in various stages of what we call life. And life, folks, is all we know. Or do we? We get up in the morning. We have our routine, right? We go through the whole process every day. You get up in the morning and you groan. At least that's what I do. I get up and, oh, I start stretching and trying to get my neck pop back into where it's supposed to be. And I'll yawn a few times. And then I'll get up, and I usually will stretch a little bit to get my body back into some semblance of a human look. And then I go straight to the bathroom. And then there's a routine that I go through. And then I go and pick out my clothes, and I go get inspected by my wife. She tells me whether it's acceptable or not. And then I come in. No, not always. Usually, though, I get the look. If I get the look, I go walking back in there. Unless I am just late and I say, I'm sorry, they'll just have to deal with it today. And then I walk out the door and go and do that. And I'm sure that there's some people say, what was he thinking this morning whenever he got up? But we all have a routine. We're living what? Life. Do you know that there's something better than that? There's something better than life itself. And what is it? The loving kindnesses of God. Do you know that Hesed, the Hebrew, is the equivalent of the agape love of the New Testament in the Greek language? As a matter of fact, you'll oftentimes see in the Greek Septuagint translation of the Hebrew, you'll find that agape is used in place of hesed in many places. Not always, but in most places you'll find agape, that love of God's will toward us. Unlovely creatures, sinners. God loved us in spite of that. He focused His loving kindnesses on us. That fact right there, that God should deign to love us, transforms our thinking. We have a new value system in place. Whereas before we thought certain things were very important, we valued certain things. We've been dealing with this in our Bible class. You know, your values and your beliefs and your assumptions are what form your worldview. And we need to understand that when we get saved, when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, there's a transformation of thinking, and old things pass away, and behold what? All things become new. Amen. There's a new way of thinking. And David says that he was overwhelmed by this thought. I often wonder, Psalm 63, where he was when he penned these words. Was he out taking care of the sheep? Or was he at this particular time running from Saul? Or was he now king of Judah when he wrote this? Or maybe king over the entire kingdom? What part of his life was he in that he came to the place where he meditated on the loving kindnesses of God and it just overwhelmed him and he came to this conclusion? God's love for me is better than life itself. To me, this is an astounding statement. And it resulted, this understanding, this knowledge, that he adored and loved God because God loved him, and he came to the conclusion that this is to be valued more than life itself, had a profound impact on certain things, how he responded. Did you see that in verses 3 and 4? What was his response to this understanding, this knowledge that God's love was to be valued more than life itself? Notice please verse 3 and 4. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, what's the result? What's the next words? My lips shall do what? Praise thee. What's the natural result of understanding that the love of God for me is better than life? I have a thankful heart. I have a heart of praise. I wonder sometimes of our lack of praising God as we should, and we all are guilty of this, is that we're not reveling in the love of God for us. We need to stop and think about that. Are we reveling? Are we enjoying the fact, the truth, the knowledge that God loves me? And what that means? You know, it's very tender when a child comes up and says to you, I love you. I'm starting to get that every once in a while from Preston. He'll walk up and say, Poppy, I love you. Now, usually it's right before he asks a question. Do you have any Smarties? All right, now, it tempers my understanding, all right? Maybe he loves me because he knows he's going to get something, all right? But being a grandpa, you say, oh, no, that couldn't be the case with my grandson. Well, it probably is. But, you know, I get it all the time. Mrs. Pepper gets it all the time. Kids walk up to her in the morning. I stand right over here by the water fountain in the morning. She stands in the danger zone. She's in the middle school hallway. She's the only person that will do that. Thank you for doing that, by the way. But I sit down here at the end and I watch all the kids that come up to hug Mrs. Peppard. And she every once in a while gets says, Mrs. Peppard, I love you. She'll get that. And every once in a while, one will walk up and just grab a hold of him and say, Mr. Brainerd, I love you. But that's special. It's special. Now, you didn't do anything to earn that. But it is special to be told that. To hear those words. Do we give those words back to God? Do you begin your prayer time by confessing your love for Him? We love Him because He, what? First loved us. We need to do a better job, I think, and I know in my own heart and life, of making sure that I confess my love, but making sure that it's not empty words. You know, when you confess your love for somebody, you want something that backs it up. You want something that backs it up. We all remember the days of middle school. Maybe some of you don't. I don't know. But I think most of us do. Did you ever get a love note when you were in middle school, Mr. O'Pager?
No.
You never got one? Mrs. O'Pager, did you ever get, you never got one either? Well, you were destined for each other. Because nobody loved you, and you decided to love each other, right? I'm poking fun. You understand that, all right? Let me see. Brother Grover, you're a romantic at heart, I know.
I got a few, but they're ones that were handed back to me.
Brother, you and I need to talk. We're the same, cut from the same cloth. Amen. Brother Lindsay, you knew I was going to get to you. Did you get love notes when you were in middle school from any girls?
They were in Tagalog.
How did you know they were love notes? You assumed they were love notes, right?
He was in the Philippines.
He was in the Philippines and he got it in Tagalog, but he couldn't translate it. But he just assumed that. Maybe they drew a heart on there or whatever. Now, when you're in middle school, all right, how deep is the love in middle school? It lasts about a week and a half, right, Mrs. Peppard? Yeah, we've seen love triangles in middle school. We've seen love quadrangles. We have seen, isosceles triangles. When all this crazy stuff, I'm in love with so-and-so. Well, I thought you were in love with the other. Well, I am too. You can have more than one in middle school. But I remember a few times where, like Brother Patrick, I'd put a little note in somebody's locker. We had the old wooden lockers back in those days down here at the junior high wing, and we didn't have locks at that particular time because nobody had anything valuable to steal. And you'd put a little note in there once in a while, for someone. And sometimes, like Brother Patrick said, it'd come back. It'd come back. I remember I had a roommate at Bob Jones University that sent a letter to a girl. All right? And we had the old style. We carried the mail from the dormitories over to the girl's side. And all the societies had a week or so that they had to do that. And I remember running all that. And you would smell all the cologne and all the perfumes that were on there. But he sent a note to a girl. He asked her out for a dating event. And what he got back got this girl in massive trouble. It came back, an envelope with dirt in it and a spoon. That was her response. Eat, what was it, Bill? Eat dirt. All right. How many of you think that's a positive? Okay. Thank you, Ben. Did you get one of those? Just checking. All right. So, did you ever have any come back to you like Brother Patrick? Okay. You can't ever say that happened to you then. That's good. That was pretty cold. That was very cold. And she got in big trouble. Because the guy said, look what this girl sent back to me. And she actually put her dorm room number on there. Whoa! She's not only rude, she's not very smart. And the door that came back, and guess what? She got in big trouble, and she had to go see the dean of women. And it was all over campus. You know, when those things happen, when you have a slow news day on campus, you find out about those kind of things. Did you hear what happened to so-and-so? That poor guy, he took it. He took it. And everybody was coming up to him and said, did she really do that to you? You've reminded me 8,000 times today. Please leave me alone. Nobody likes to get that. Now, we're not talking about that kind of love. Amen? We're not talking about that kind of love. We don't have that kind of love from God. We have sacrificial kind of love, whereby He sends His Son to die in my place. And the knowledge of that kind of love changes my thinking. And I begin to realize it's better than life itself. Now, I don't know how old David was at this time and when he came to this understanding and knowledge. But I believe that there are still people that haven't come to that place. And I don't know your heart. You don't know my heart. But I think many times we live like this is not what? True. That we actually value this life right here more than the love that God has demonstrated toward us. And by the way, His love has been demonstrated. He didn't just say the words. Though, coming from God, that would have been enough. Amen? That would have been enough. But He went beyond. He sent His Son. He sacrificed His only Son so that He could come and redeem us in our sin. The Son was guiltless. The Son was perfect. He was pose peccare in the Latin, which says He is without sin. It's not possible for Him to sin. Our Lord came to this earth and bore our sin in His body on the tree. That's better than life. That's better than life. Now notice, please, the responses here, and we're going to close and go to prayer. Look at these last two. The result of this understanding caused David to praise God and bless the Lord. And notice he says for how long he would do this. For the rest of his days. For the rest of his life. That's how it impacted his life. He moved into the realm of daily praise and blessing of God because of what He had done for him. Praising the Lord, honoring Him. It needs to be deeper than just say, praise the Lord, though that may be from your heart. There needs to be a recognition that when the worst possible news comes to you, you can turn to your adoring Father and say, Lord, I thank You even for this. Because I know, dear Father, that You're going to carry me through. You're going to see to it. That has been much the attitude of Mike. I've had lots of conversations with him. Mike and I go back a long time. But then to talk to him whenever he gets the news that he has cancer, 2 weeks after being told that he was cancer-free. And you know what? I shouldn't have been, but I was floored. I said, well, the Lord's going to take care of me. You know, He may heal me, or He may take me on to glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord, much like Job said. That's because he understands something. The love of God is better than life itself. And when you have that knowledge, you don't have to weep and cry, though you may. When sad, horrible news comes your way, you can rejoice at that moment that you're still in Christ, that you still enjoy the love of God, and that will never end whether you're here on this earth or you're in heaven's glories. His love is better than life. And He says, I am going to praise Thee, and I am going to bless Him the remaining days of my life. And then notice, please, in the name of the Lord, David would lift his hands upward. That's my picture that I have up there on the screen. He would lift his hands upward to praise and adore his God. Lifting up holy hands. That's an expression that we find in the epistles, where we just get along with God and we thank Him and praise Him and adore Him. Why? Because we got 20 bucks back on a special deal, or because He just loves us? There's a difference. There's a difference in the way we view Him. Let me say that again. The difference is in the way we view Him because of His great love for us. Would you bow your heads, please? Father in heaven, I thank You for this wonderful passage of Scripture. Lord, we cannot fathom the depth of Your love for us. We know that You loved us so much that You sent Your Son to die on Calvary's tree for us. We know that. Oftentimes, it's just facts on paper, though. And it needs to be the song of our hearts that You loved us first. And we can love You now because You first loved us. I pray that You would help us to have an eternal spirit of praise and adoration just because You loved us. Help us to be like David, come to that point in our walk with Thee where we are completely overwhelmed by the thought of Your love. And its impact is lifelong. I'm just going to love Him. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to bless His name through the remainder of my days. Lord, this is really the spirit of thanksgiving. It's an overwhelming understanding that You loved us. And I pray that that spirit might ever be with us, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.